دمنا درج ابو بکر الصدیق دکلیوا مسول ابو بکر الصدیق ابو بکر الصدیق.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, at the beginning of this silsila, please try to make as many good intentions as possible to gain maximum rewards. For example, I will listen to the silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down the important points and try to practice upon them and encourage them amongst my family members, my spouse, my children and my society. In this way, try to make as many good intentions to gain maximum rewards. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnah, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razwi Ziyai, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has narrated a beautiful hadith with the reference of Al-Qawlul Badi' regarding the benefits, the fadail and bounties that one can receive in reciting durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, Shaykh al-Tariqat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has mentioned this blessed hadith in Unparalleled Devotee. He writes, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, there is an angel of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal who has one arm in the east and one arm in the west. Whenever anybody recites salat and salutations upon me with devotion, this angel dives into water and shakes its wings. Allah Azza wa Jal then creates an angel in place of each drop of water dripping from this angel's wings. Subhanallah. And these angels, they continuously seek forgiveness for that person who had recited salat until the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is afdalul bashar ba'd al-anbiya. That is, he is the greatest when it comes to status and rank amongst the entire humanity after the prophets alayhi wa sallam. We know, in our previous episode, we had listened that our Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had said that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the first amongst the men to embrace Islam. The first amongst the women was our beloved mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And the first amongst the youngsters and the youth was Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. It is mentioned on page 512 of volume 28 of Fatawa Razwiya. Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander and lead of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, bought 7 slaves and then freed them. All of these slaves had been oppressed whilst they were in the path of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The following verse and ayah of the glorious Quran from Suratul Layl, verse 17, was then revealed about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman: but the most pious one shall be kept far away from it, the hellfire. Subhanallah. On page 512, it is written with the reference to Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, there is ijma', actually there is consensus of all the Sunni Mufassireen, the commentators of the glorious Quran, that the word Atqa here in this verse refers to none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The close friend of Rasulullah, the devotee and the obedient follower of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I am fond of three things. What are those three things? He said, to continuously look at the refulgent and blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, to spend my wealth for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and to remain present in the court of the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For the sake of his love that he possessed for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal fulfilled all these three desires of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with the company of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in journeys and during residence, to such an extent that even in the solitude of the cave of Thawr, he was the only one to be blessed with the honor of viewing the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, his sacrifices of wealth were of such a great number that he was fortunate enough to sacrifice his entire wealth at the feet of the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Even in the enlightened tomb, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam bestowed his eternal companionship and closeness upon Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, these beautiful incidents of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu are indeed beacons of guidance and lessons for us. A true obedient slave on the path of love does not care about himself, but the only desire of his heart, of that person's heart, is to sacrifice everything he owns for the pleasure of his beloved. If only this passion would grow inside us as well, then we too would have the enthusiasm to sacrifice everything for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Unfortunately, it is extremely regrettable to see that the majority of Muslims in this time are in such a position that they have reduced themselves to fake claims of love and devotion, and only mere slogans about sacrificing their wealth and their life, just lip service. On looking at the apparent state, it seems as they have been given such great importance to this dunya, to this world, that they have no care about Islamic values. Ma'adhallah Azza wa Jal, when it comes to the coolness of the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is that? To offer salah. Muslims generally, many do not have any interest. They are completely occupied in the imitation of non-Muslims to such an extent that they give no thought at all to the perfect sunnah lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For the sake of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us true passion of love and devotion and the enthusiasm to follow the blessed sunnah, the perfect lifestyle, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. At the occasion of the ghazwa of Tabuk, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ordered the wealthy Muslims of his ummah to generously donate their wealth for the Islamic battle in the cause of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, so that the food and the conveyance could be arranged for the warriors of Islam. On this order of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the person who presented all of his wealth in the path of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu piled up all of his wealth and his household at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Upon seeing this selflessness of his companion, the source of peace for the disheartened, the final and last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, "Did you leave anything for your household?" Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied respectfully, "I have left Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for them." That is, Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are enough for me and my family. Al-Hazrat, the reviver of Islam, the destroyer of Bid'ah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, has written that Sayyidina Imam Fakhruddin Razi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hadi has stated in Mafatihul Ghaib, the world famous commentary of the glorious Quran, famously known as Tafsir Kabir, that Suratul Layl is the surah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whilst Surah Wadduha, Surah Duha, is the surah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Explaining this respected statement of Sayyidina Imam Fakhruddin Razi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hadi, Al-Hazrat, the leader of the Ahlul Sunnah, the Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, "To name Wal Layl, the surah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and to name Wadduha as the surah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, indicates that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is nur, is light and guidance for Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and a wasila, a means towards Allah azza wa jal for him, through which the grace of Almighty Allah azza wa jal and his pleasure is sought. And Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the source of peace, tranquility and contentment of the heart for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as well as being the confidant of the special matters of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as Allah azza wa jal has stated in Surah Naba verse 10, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. Translation from Kanzun Iman, and we have made the night a covering. And Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in Surah Al-Qasas that, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Translation from Kanzun Iman, He has made for you the night and the day, that you may rest in the night, and you may seek His bounty in the day, and for this, that you may accept the truth. This is an indication towards the system of the deen being established on the basis of both these personalities, that is, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In the same way that the system of the world is established on the basis of the day and night. So if there is no day, nothing will be able to be seen, while if there is no night, there will be no rest nor tranquility. Imam Tabarani has stated in Awsat, with the reference of Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, that throughout his blessed life, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did not sit on that part of the enlightened member, the pulpit, where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to sit. Subhanallah. Similarly, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did not sit in that place of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did not sit in that place of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear Islamic brothers, in the same way that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu loved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we too should inculcate this love, this obedience to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and try our level best to practice upon the perfect lifestyle, which is the sunnah lifestyle of our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, grant us enthusiasm to establish our salah, to establish the sunnah lifestyle in our lives. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Caliph Rasul. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq.